It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. And before we get to the top five at five, which everybody loves, I want to assure you, as you listen to this show, it is a show we have fun. Sometimes we're silly. Sometimes we, you know, not always all that serious. But I saw Fran, our terrible producer in the hallways here, and Fran,
great, was young producer.
Yes, I love Fran, except for when he's
the top five.
Yeah. So
never allowed.
He said, I heard Jack say in the hallway to Fran, "Yeah, you scared of the Mets?" And Fran goes, "No, are you?" And Jack's like, "Yeah." He's like, "You're not really though, are you?" And Jack's like, "No, really, I am." And I want to assure you, as you listen to this show, that this is. I actually was worried about Jack. I mean, he's showing all the real signs of worry behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This isn't a bit.
No. We're having fun with it.
Right.
But as soon as I coming into the show, I thought I knew Jack real well. But now I'm starting to know all of Jack's tells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the last night, our show text thread, we all respond pretty quick.
Yeah.
When Jack's not responding to the show text thread or the art of the take thread, or something like that, mm-hmm. when Jack's not responding to the show thread, there's something wrong.
Yeah, you want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm going to... Never mind.
Okay. Everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. So in my final chance to purge myself of how I felt.
Yep.
Here are the five biggest reasons why I'm worried about the Mets. Okay.
Okay.
Number five is I am worried about the fans coming here. And I know that ballpark, and it's great when they're winning, but it's Wells Fargo Center. You don't experience the link because the Eagles fans, they don't let other teams take over their stadium.
Yep.
It gets tight. A tight ballpark is not great.
Because a tight ballpark is a quiet ballpark.
A tight ballpark is a quiet ballpark, and the players, you can always feel it, and they start pressing, they start going for the home run rather than playing good baseball. So a tight ballpark is not a great ballpark. I'm worried about Mets fans coming down here. That's reason number five.
Because even if it's only 4,000 people, if the 40,000 people are quiet, we've learned this with our road trips with Rights to Ricky. Mm-hmm. Even if we have 400 people somewhere, and the other people are tight, we sound like 20,000 people. So 4,000 people in that ballpark, if our people are tight, are going to sound like a lot of people.
Listen, I totally agree, and that's why we got to get the bats going early. I think Wills will be perfectly fine, but you start getting into the third and fourth inning, and it's only a 1-0 game, or it's still a 0-0 game. That's
and we're
not good.
We're striking out on four pitches, and people are going, ugh.
That's not good. I'm with you there.
It's not. The fourth reason I'm worried about the Mets is I feel like they just don't play well at Citi Field. 21-10 in their last 4 years up at Citi Field. The Mets are against the Phillies.
Oh, okay. So basically, the Phillies are 10-21.
They're 10-21 up there.
Yeah.
Mets versus us, they're 21-10 at Citi Field. So a split, don't love it. Would love to go 2-0 and just have to close one game up there.
Yeah,
a split would worry me.
Here's another reason why you got to start Chris Sanchez in Game 2. If you do go 1-1. that state, not only is that going to be away for Chris Sanchez, that is going to be a
crazy crowd.
A crazy crowd.
I trust Nola so much more in that kind of spot. Chris Sanchez, this is the first. Now, he made a postseason start last year in Arizona, but this is a being at home for a first like marquee start rather than like a spot start, I think is a big win for Chris Sanchez.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little gamesmanship going on with Topper here.
Yeah, he's not telling anyone.
Could have very easily just said Nola was going to be the Sunday starter, and nobody would even think twice about it as much.
Nope.
Yeah, somebody would have had that story.
Yeah, a little bit of gamesmanship going on right now.
Well, they're definitely thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely thinking about it. The third biggest reason I'm worried about the Mets is I've talked so much crap on Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo.
You have.
I hate them. I hate them. Sports hate, real hate, whatever. Pete Alonso farewell tour?
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman had a farewell tour. They won the World Series. Yeah. Like, if I lose a series to Brandon Nimmo and Pete Alonso, inconsolable. Mm.
Yeah, and he has been on the whole Pete Alonso thing. He does not like Pete Alonso.
Loser. Well, he's a loser.
Well, maybe this will make you feel better. The rap with Pete Alonso with Mets fans is that he does not hit home runs in big situations.
I know.
They all think that he is not the guy that does it in a big situation. So much so that Lindor is a great player, but Lindor has eclipsed Pete Alonso as far as the guy in New York, but tenfold. And this is after a disappointment 2 years ago, a horrible season last year. Mm. I just lost his name.
Nemo?
No. The shortstop, the guy I'm talking about.
Oh, Lindor.
Lindor. Not that those seasons were Lindor's fault or he had a bad year, but for him to eclipse him by that much, that quickly, shows what Mets fans think of Pete Alonso.
Interesting. Yeah. I like to hear that because it shows the Mets fans know some baseball.
Yeah.
The second biggest reason why I'm worried about the Mets is Francisco Lindor. Lindor's never been this good as a Met. He went there. He's had some good years when the Mets haven't really totally mattered. I know they had the good year in 22, but he wasn't a difference maker. He's hitting clutch home runs. He had the clutch home run on Monday. He had the clutch home run earlier in September against the Blue Jays to kind of pull them out of that game. He looks like the Lindor that he was with Cleveland. And that, if he's that, he's second best player in the series behind Bryce. Best player in the series.
I think he's probably the best player in the series.
Overall, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
I'll still take Bryce in the series,
No disrespect to Bryce, but the way that they're playing right now, and he is showing that you can hit home runs at shortstop and play well at shortstop, which I didn't know was possible.
Nice.
In the field.
Nice little dig.
Yeah.
Also, as a side note, all these road teams keep winning in the playoffs, which is also worrisome about Saturday and Sunday.
That is a little worrisome.
Yeah. Three out of four yesterday, the Tigers are up 5-2 in the eighth. Mm. Worried. A little bit worried.
Man, that's off hater, too.
It is off hater.
Man.
And the number one reason why I'm worried about the Mets is freaking Jose Iglesias. And I know that he stinks. He has stunk for years.
He doesn't stink now.
He signed a minor league contract with the Mets.
Is he hitting 350?
He made a song called OMG, which is rally the whole freaking team. And it's and you guys might not remember this, but I do. In 2019, the Nationals had this Gerardo Parra guy, who was not all very good either. He's like out of the league next year. They did the baby shark thing, and they won the World Series. Like the OMG Jose Iglesias thing, where he's stunk for years and all of a sudden now is like back to 08 Jose Iglesias. That's worrisome to me. He has the rallying cry feel to him.
Over Lindor.
Yes.
Wow.
The Iglesias magic is there.
Iglesias magic.
There's Iglesias magic.
So Ike, let me ask you this. Did Jack just take you off your perch?
No.
Okay.
No, because I'm not paying attention to any of this stuff.
Okay.
Again. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'll eat the crow, and I'll...
But you just kill him.
Exactly. I'm going to release my anger somewhere, so it's probably going to be on the Phillies, but I'm all the way in.
They can't lose in the division series this year. They cannot.
You got to find a way to win, man. If we believe, and I do believe this, that we have... When you talk about clutch hitters, you talk about guys you would want up in the lineup. I'm not saying they are the best in all of baseball, but man, going up in this series against this pitching staff, I feel good about our hitters. Now, Jack brought up a lot of hitters from the Mets standpoint that he's worried about. Well, we got a lot of money invested in these pitchers. So it's not like we're going to the mound with some try-hard pitchers and hoping for the best. We have the better rotation, right? Would everybody agree with that?
Yes.
We have the better rotation.
Not even close. Better bullpen, too.
Better bullpen. Now, there's one thing I am worried about is the bullpen, is that I need to see them get through these games before I...
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I'm not nervous late in games like we're seeing. Because that's the other thing we noticed from yesterday and today with these baseball games. Some of these bullpens aren't holding leads late in the games either. Yeah.
Well, not to sound any alarms here, but Hoffman was supposed to pitch today, and he didn't because he has a stiff neck.
Oh, God.
Now, Rob Thompson said he slept wrong.
It's right. Happened to all of us.
Well,
get that guy some treatment.
I've gotten that stiff neck before. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
Ike's neck is taking blue chews.
So, and
Ike's neck was stiff for 4 hours.
I need Hoffman's stiffness to go down.
Hoffman waiting. Well, it is the bye week, so I can't even say wait till after the season. But yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Jack. You're the biggest X factor in the bullpen. I don't need a stiff neck.
Speaking of injuries,
stiff neck.
I would not.
Are you sick and tired of the baseball injuries yet, Ike, or no?
Well, yeah. Well, you know how I am with the baseball injuries. It's that, you know, sometimes these guys get injured.
Got a blister.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gone for 10 days.
I don't wish injuries upon anyone, especially back injuries. But there is part of me that was like, Lindor's back couldn't give him trouble for like 3 more weeks. We couldn't,
right.
You know, he had a back thing. Everybody was nervous with the Mets. He wasn't playing. He came back, had to leave the game.
Yeah. Hell, whatchamacallit is missing this series.
Sale.
Chris Sale.
Yeah.
The back spasms.
Yeah. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Aaron in Plymouth Meeting. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Ike, Spike, Fritz. First time, long time. Love your show, boys.
Yes, sir. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it,
Ike. Thanks for taking the call. Mm-hmm. So I'm 1,000% behind Ike on this one. We either believe in the Phillies or we don't. Mm-hmm. They have done everything we've asked them to do for the most part. We asked them to get off to a fast start. They got off to a fast start. We asked them to win the division. They won the division.
Yep.
We have home field throughout the entire thing, unless not against the Dodgers, of course. But you got to feel so good going into this because on paper, there isn't a team that we should be afraid of. And I don't care it's the Mets and they're right next door, but I can't be afraid. Like, you cannot be afraid. The whole point of being a fan and a Philadelphia fan is we're supposed to be tough. And I think what's going on with Jack and others that have a, you know, real powerful fear right now is that they're more comfortable being underdogs than they are anything else.
Oh yeah.
And like And so because we're not underdogs here and we're expecting them to win, there's plenty of the fan base that's just all nervous about it. But, you know, I want to say the real tough fans from Philadelphia, there's nothing to be afraid of. So you guys got me all fired up today. And, you know, the Phillies are going to win the whole thing.
That's right.
So I'm all jacked up and I had to get that off my chest.
I do think
I appreciate that, Aaron.
I think the thank and I appreciate that, Aaron. I think I think the underdogs thing is a real thing. I think going in with expectations, I remember specifically when that flipped with the Sixers, when it went from, wow, we're good, you know, to, okay, now you got to win something. It changes everything, and I think it does make you nervous. I think the other thing that we're feeling that speaks to what Ike is saying about the not having faith, about it being less about the Mets and more about the Phillies, is it has been months since we have seen the Phillies play good baseball for an extended period of time. And it's hard to shake. You know, it's hard to shake, sure, and say, oh, they're just going to wake up and they're going to be good tomorrow, you know? And I think that you're hoping they have that switch and that they, though they've been sleepwalking.
Well, I'll push back a little bit on that. Again, okay, like they had the two bad series against the Mets and the Brewers, right? We know that. Mm-hmm. Before that, they were playing pretty good baseball. I mean, they swept the Rays. They took 3 of 4 against the Braves.
They were playing good baseball.
Right, but we're talking about 2 weeks. They pulled themselves out of the mess that they were in.
Okay.
So, yeah, before that, after they lost to the Marlins on that Monday night, mm-hmm, or before the Schwarber Grand Slam, I feel like rock bottom.
Yeah.
But they did pull themselves out of it, and then they did have a bad end of the season.
Well, I still believe that this team has been focused on the postseason all year long.
And that's my hope.
Yeah, that's what I believe. I think they got out to that fast start, and I mentioned this to L.A. last week, but the fact that the Mets and the Braves didn't push them for basically half the season, mm-hmm, I think it really weakened their competitive drive. And you almost feel like, you know what? If we just play 500 baseball, we're still going to win 90. I mean, we started having that type of talk.
Yeah, we'll just win 100 games.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll still win 100. And then we'll still win 98. And then we'll still win.
It went down.
And then we were at 94. Yeah.
So
now fellas, I did want to ask one question, though, because mm-hmm, it does feel counterintuitive in baseball where you want to buy so you can rest your players. We want Bryce to be rested, and we want our guys with all their little ailments to be rested, but we also can't have them, completely not prepared and not in it. So they're working out every single day now,
right? Yes.
And they're doing their scrimmage today, and they're playing every single day. So are they really resting? And if they're not really resting, what is the point of the bye?
I appreciate the call, Aaron. Thank you.
They don't have the stress of being out there playing and putting your body through the rigors of playing. When you're in the game, you're sacrificing your body for a lot of things. This is more or less tune up, get some things loose. Here's what I'll say to this, and here's why now again, it doesn't guarantee they're going to win the series. Nor does it guarantee, obviously, they're going to go to the World Series. But what it does for me, it says to me that they have been prepared for this. They're not using the bye week as some excuse like the Braves were last year. And they embraced this whole go win a division. We want the time off to be planted in that second round NLDS. Like the Phillies have thought about this. They thought about the scheduling plan and how they would try to stay prepared. They've spoke about these things outwardly. They didn't shy away from it, knowing what the history was of teams who've gotten this time off in between. They wanted this. Like, they wanted this and said they needed it.
And to further your point, Kevin Long, their hitting coach, did this in 2019 with the Nationals, where they had an extended period of time off between the NLCS and the World Series.
Okay.
So they have some experience, at least from that standpoint, with him. So they've thought about it. I mean, they looked at it at every angle, but ultimately we won't know until they play on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't expect this team to use it as an excuse for why they lost.
No, because they were mad at Snicker before the season.
Yes, they were mad at the Braves for saying that. Last year.
Yeah, I think there is a fine line between keeping your rhythm and resting too much and losing mm-hmm. it and all that. So it's on them to find whatever that pace is. And here's why I'd say I'm not worried about them losing their rhythm. They were under 500 the last 3 weeks of the season. They didn't have a rhythm. They were striking out 15 times a game. Ranger was getting shelled. You know, so like, They didn't end the season on some tear where that I'm worried about them losing that. They didn't have it. There was no tear there. So if anything, maybe this time gives them a chance to refocus on their approach, because it wasn't just they were striking out. Their approach at the plate was not good. They were 3 and 4 pitch strikeouts. They were those sorts of things. So hopefully this time gives them a chance to refocus about what we're doing, what is our goal when we're getting up there to get to the plate. It's not just to hit the ball 500 feet, you know?
Sure. And this gives them time to do video, watch that stuff, and collectively talk about it.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.